SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's been 55 days since President Trump ordered the attack on Iran, and Secretary of War Hegseth says although the opening phase of the conflict is wrapped up, the war is not over.
That mission continues today in this new phase as Iran has an important choice, a chance to make a deal, a good deal, a wise deal.
Hegseth says a blockade of Iranian ports has been fully effective with 34 ships turned around in the Strait of Hormuz so far. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says a joint force remains postured and prepared to recommence major combat operations on orders from President Trump. The president says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah by 3 weeks following talks at the White House. And there's word this morning that the Iranian foreign minister will be traveling to Pakistan, Oman, and Russia. An American soldier is accused of taking a gamble, one that could cost him much more than he won.
Federal prosecutors allege a U.S. Special Forces soldier involved in the planning and execution of the military operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro used that knowledge to win more than $400,000 in an online betting market. The indictment says the soldier was promoted to the rank of Master Sergeant in 2023, the second highest enlisted rank in the Army. He's been charged with unlawful use of confidential government information for personal gain, theft of non-public government information, commodities fraud, wire fraud, and making an unlawful monetary transaction. He could face years in prison. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Powerful storms have once again pounded the plains, destructive tornadoes, damaging hail across parts of Oklahoma and Kansas. On Wall Street, the Dow down 126 points, and NASDAQ is up 168. This is SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom in Washington state.
A federal district court has rejected a request by the state that it dismiss a lawsuit filed by a Christian couple. Shane and Jennifer DeGrosse were rejected as foster parents because they would not agree to a new stipulation by Washington that they agree to help any child in their care live as the opposite sex, should that child ask to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom represents the couple and says the state is putting ideology above kids' needs. Michael Harrington reporting.
Prominent attorney Alan Dershowitz is quitting the Democratic Party. The lifelong Democrat tells the Wall Street Journal that anti-Semites are taking control of the institution and he will register as a Republican. Dershowitz says there is no denying that the hard left, anti-Israel wing of the Democratic Party has moved from the fringe to the mainstream. Republicans have their own anti-Semitic fringe, but for now it remains a fringe. This is SRN News. How to make sure the bus driver is not driving impaired.
The NTSB says all new school buses should be equipped with alcohol detection systems to ensure the drivers are not intoxicated. That recommendation comes out of the investigation of a West Virginia crash that led to the amputation of one boy's leg and caused serious injuries to two other youngsters. The driver in that crash was sentenced to up to 110 years in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
The NTSB says a firefighter whose truck collided with an Air Canada jet last month on a New York runway heard an air traffic controller repeatedly shouting stop over the radio, but did not know who the warning was for. That's according to a newly released investigative report. Both pilots were killed in that crash. More details at srnnews.com.